Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com and our study in James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17, titled, If the Lord Will. This is Pastor Greg, and I'd like to invite you to contact us by using our email and sending those to BBFOhio@protonmail.com. Or you can send letters along with any check or money orders to support this ministry by addressing those to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. You can also contact us and donate on our website, bbfohio.com. And now we begin with the current events update and then our study in James chapter 4, verses 13 through 17, titled, If the Lord Will. This is part one of two.
Headline reviews in the news. Number one, we continue tracking the anti-Israel words and policies of the Satanic Democrat Party. Most of the Republicans do not attack Israel. But a lot of the libertarians do, and some of the independents, like Bernie Sanders, who's a Judas Iscariot, because he's a Jew, and he turns on Israel. And then others in the Green Party, and of course, the Socialist Party. They're all against Israel. Kamala Harris is getting raked over the coals even by some of the liberals, because there are liberals who support Israel. They're the exception. But they had a student speaking who referred to Israel's state, the nation of Israel, being guilty of genocide. And Kamala said to the lady, speak your truth. So instead of correcting.
When you don't believe in God's word, you reject absolute truth. And so then it becomes a matter of your truth and my truth, like Pontius Pilate. Remember that? And you hear people always saying, well, that's your truth. No, there is such a thing as truth, and there are times where people are wrong. Pontius Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? Looking at Jesus, who is the truth. Can you think about that? I mean, Pilate, something else. I just want to mention that there's no evidence he was ever saved. The Eusebius claimed that the word in that day was that he had been called to Tiberius Caesar, been recalled, or whatever you can call it. He had to go back to Rome because he had slaughtered a bunch of innocent Samaritans, unarmed innocent Samaritans, kind of like Janet Reno did in Waco. But instead, Janet Reno was applauded by the Bill Clinton administration for killing a bunch of people. Tiberius Caesar called Pontius Pilate back to Rome for it. And then the story is he committed suicide. You imagine being in hell and thinking about the fact that he looked the truth in the eyes and said, what is truth? It's amazing. So Kamala has the same spirit as those who killed the Messiah in 30 AD and destroyed Israel in 70 AD. That goes for everybody who hates Jews and stands against the nation of Israel. They have the very same spirit of those who killed the Messiah and destroyed Israel in 70 AD. And by the way, that includes a good number of Jews. There are Jews who not only still hate Jesus Christ, but they hate the nation of Israel. There's a whole segment of the Jews who there's an ultra-Orthodox group for one thing, but then there's far-left liberal Jews who are all opposed to the state of Israel. So this was the headline the day after, which was today. Harris office does damage control over students' Israel ethnic genocide comment. And, of course, they're reaching out to people. And I haven't seen what the apology is, but I imagine it's probably, I'm sorry you were offended. That's not an apology. You know, if I look at Charlie and say, you're stupid, And then he gets upset with me. I go back later and say, Charlie, I'm sorry that you were offended by the fact I called you stupid. Is that an apology? And also would be stupid because he's not stupid. Amen. She should change her name to Kamala Hamas. That's what she should change her name to. And number two, speaking of things that are full of crap, archaeologists uncover a rare 2,700-year-old toilet in Jerusalem. Now, that wouldn't seem to be a big deal, discovering a toilet, but when it's 2,700 years old, toilets were a very rare thing in that day. Only the very rich and wealthy had them. And it also counters a lot of the nonsense. I should say it counters a lot of the crap that you hear today about Jerusalem. Just keeping it real. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about crap. You're going to have to get over it. Yeah.
I'm glad we won't have to do any of that more than it happens.
Amen.
I'm sorry, I love you.
No, that was good. I agree with you.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. That's right. Yeah. Archaeologists in Israel have discovered a rare ancient toilet in Jerusalem that could date back more than 2,700 years. The Israeli Antiquities Authority said the toilet was considered a luxury in the holy city at that time, which dated from the end of the 7th century BCE. Now, I bet that one was behind closed doors, but you know, back in that time in Rome, after that time, but when Rome came around, they just had them right out in the side of the road and people just out in the open. And so I still would have been going out in the woods. Using one of those. Have you seen those? They've got actually, I think they've discovered some that they actually, you can see what they look like. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'd still be going out in the woods. Hey, Jim, you done your paper? See you in a few minutes. And number three, COVID vax headlines. We're just going to look at some headlines. I just want you to see this. A new study reveals that antibodies from fighting COVID-19 infection can last more than a year.
No.
They don't know how long. They don't say how much longer than a year. But that, and I didn't think of it until later. I should have thought of it at the time. But there are also studies that show that if you have those antibodies and you get the shot, it's bad for you. Of course, we know the shot is bad for you, and in many cases, if not most already. But also, a study concludes that women's fertility is harmed in vaccinated countries. So countries where there's a large number of women being vaccinated, there's a massive increase in sterility. Of course, we have Bill Gates on video saying that he was going to decrease the population in Africa through vaccines. And then you come back later, oh, we just meant that it means people, whatever. This is a BioNTech CEO who says, surprise, we're going to have a new vaccine by 2022. So next year, let the games begin. It starts all over again. It's all about the money. That's exalt. And of course, power plays into it, but power is about money. And you want to know why the government is making any decision? And there's been a few times where I'm like, I don't understand how that is related to money. And then, but lo and behold, sometime later you find out. A lot of times you'll have something passed that doesn't have anything directly to do with money, but you find out that the reason that the politicians passed it was because the people who owned them wanted it passed for some other reason. And so money was still behind it because that politician wanted the money coming to him. And then Senator Ron Johnson drops a truth bomb on the true number of fully vaccinated people dying with COVID. And you won't hear this on your evening news tonight.
See that? The type of data that we're not getting from our health agencies, so we have to look, unfortunately, to England and to Israel. They're more transparent. I don't expect anybody to be able to read the figures here. I'll give you the highlights, but I'm showing that this is from Public Health England. This is one of their federal healthcare agencies. This is from their technical briefing number 23, dated September 17, 2021. It covers cases for about 7.5 months, from the beginning of February to February 12th. What the data shows is that during that 7.5 month period in England, there were about 750,000 new COVID cases. About a little under 600,000 of those were the Delta variant, about 80%. The number of deaths associated with those 600,000 Delta cases was 2,542, which gives us a case fatality ratio of about 0.4. Again, case fatality is higher than infection fatality because these are actually registered cases. There are all kinds of infections that never get registered. So to put this in context, an infection fatality rate for a bad flu season is slightly under 0.2, half of this. Just going to put things in perspective. Now, President Biden, this has been parroted by media, news media, said that what we are currently experiencing is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. They don't give us really any data to back that up.
Because they're liars.
They just to proclaim, pronounce that 99% of people with COVID now are unvaccinated, but they don't give us the data. We have data from England, and here's the data. So of the 600,000 cases in England, 43% were with the unvaxxed, 27% were with the fully vaxxed, another 30% were with partially vaxxed or just undetermined. But I think what's interesting, because here's another quote from President Biden. President Biden said, if you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized. You're not going to an ICU unit. You're not going to die. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Fire.
Well, maybe that's true in the U.S. I kind of doubt it, because in England, of the 600,000 new cases of Delta, of the over 2,500 deaths, 63% of those deaths, 1,613 people were the fully vaccinated. 28% were with the unvaxxed. Now, this is information the American people have probably never heard. It's information, by conveying it, I will get attacked, I will be vilified, I will be censored, I will be suppressed.
And he is being vilified and attacked.
It's one of the reasons I come before the Senate to reveal this information that the American people need to know.
That's the facts. And there's going to be more and more out there if you will look for it. But if you are still foolish enough to get your news from mainstream news media sources, you will not hear this. And those nice people that you see in front of the camera, they're not doing anything but reading a script. And the people who control what's on that teleprompter they're reading are a part of the globalist system. For more info about, let's say you're worried about your employer or anything like that with mandatory vaccines, you can go to adflegal.org, and they have a link there to a page where they provide all kinds of information. And, of course, we'd help you as much as we can as well. I am not an attorney. I'm just smarter than most of them. If you are not taking vaccine mandates seriously, you are not taking the Bible seriously. The stage is being set. And that's the bottom line to all this information you've been getting for several years, 2 years about COVID, and for going on, 16, 17 years? Or, no, 15 years. We're just into our 15th year. I need to write that down. Since we started BBF, it was 15 years out of this June. Yeah. Anyway, more than 15 years. We've been trying to help everybody to understand the times we're living in. Anybody got any questions, comments before we move on? Johnny?
Says, you know, the number of the beast is 666. Is it? Do you know if the Bible goes any deeper into that as to why that number is there?
No, just it's going to be the number that if you accept it, you are pledging your allegiance to the beast, the Antichrist, and it's an act of worship. And what the vaccine is related to that and all that we're seeing, it's setting the stage. It's setting up the infrastructure that will be used to make sure everyone gets that mark. Well, the number six is to do with man. The number 666 is conjecture. People guess about what that might mean and everything. We just know that will be the number and that it will be his number. And by taking it, you are pledging allegiance to him as God. And it's blasphemy. And it's an unforgivable sin, by the way. No one can be saved after they do it, despite what John MacArthur and others have taught. Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
777 is God. No. Just the number 7.
Oh, I thought it was 777.
No. The Bible never uses 3 sevens referring to God. And
Jesus saying always wants to be seven.
But the 3 sevens is an occult number, but it's not ever in the...
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you'll see.
7 seconds. I think there's at least one or two places where God does use that.
Well, there's references to 70 times 7 and that sort of thing, but it's not in reference to God. It's in reference to prophecy. 70 times 7, how many times you're supposed to forgive. 70 times 7 was the number of years they were in captivity. That sort of thing. But yeah, the 3 sevens is not a biblical number for God. Just 1 7.
Jackpot's not necessarily of God.
Huh?
Remember, is it... Most of the time when you see sevens nowadays is when it's like the jackpot where you're trying to get...
Oh, yeah.
I think usually it's 7, yeah. 7, 7.
There are people who play those numbers because they think it's like God's number and everything. And they're like, if it was, I don't think he'd be letting you win the lottery with it. But anyway, yes.
Well, I have a question then. Because I thought it was, and so on, different in the mind.
Well, number one, go home and change all those passwords now that it's on live stream. Number two, it's not bad. You're not using it for that reason. Even the number 666 isn't bad unless you're using it as the mark of the beast. I actually got a little nervous, not because it's bad, but they told me at the post office that when we got our P.O. box, your number is... She goes, 666, and I'm like, no, no, I don't want to, and it was 2. So, but I worked once at a place, and the address was 666. I won't give the address, but that was, but that's just a number. There's nothing, you can be superstitious about it. If your license plate has 666, they tried to give me, and I know it sounds crazy, but even though I just told you the story of the P.O. box, there was a time. And I don't know if it was with the Odyssey. It wasn't with the Odyssey. I think it was with the Fit. And I had to get a new tag, and they were going to give me a tag that had 666 on it. I said, ma'am, I'm a pastor, and I just can't be riding around in a car that has a license tag with that on it. So they gave me the one I have.
Hey, the lawyer I had when I got divorced, his license plate was 666.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything. It's like the number 13. There are, scripturally, there are times when the number 13 is attached to certain things. But if you play on a basketball team and they give you a jersey with number 13, it doesn't mean that you're going to break your neck on the court and, you know, or anything like that. That's the kind of thing you see on Brady Bunch. But Jessica, that's a great question. There are a lot of people who have misunderstandings about that. And it's important that people, you know, get the truth about it. You're welcome. All right, let's go ahead and open the word of prayer and have Brother Jim, if you would.
Lord, Father, we just ask for the blessing of your service tonight. Thank you for everyone present, Lord, and anyone who's on the way here. Lord, we just pray that you'll be with the pastor, that you would speak through him, Lord, and that we would be with the truth. We ask all of this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
I really appreciate my amen corner this evening. I'm getting a lot of amens already. I haven't started. It sounds like. Sounds like that to me, anyway. You don't know what an amen corner is? I'll explain it later. James 4, there's two words explain it. It's a corner with a bunch of amens. It's a,
amen!
Yeah, well, that's not, you're not in the corner, so.
You're,
and no offense, but this is cuter. Winnie's my amen corner. You guys are slow, man. I mean, it's Wednesday night. I know you're probably tired, but I hope I don't have to repeat every joke I tell tonight. If the Lord will, James chapter 4, if you want to open your Bibles and get there, James 4, verses 13 through 17, we're going to finish out the chapter, James 4, and we're going to read all those verses. I'm going to have you read the odd with me, so go ahead and jump in at verse 13. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Amen. So James has been exposing what I call symptoms of hypocrisy. Having a declaration of faith without works. And we've gone through the last couple chapters and talking about all those different symptoms of hypocrisy. And we ended in our last study about someone judging somebody while they are in violation of God's law themselves. Hypocrisy. Well, now he moves on to another form of what I call failed faith, and that is arrogance. Arrogance. Look at verse 13-14. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. It's not that there's anything wrong with making plans. It's that this is being stated as though it's a fact. It's going to happen. And really, that's how people are taught today. People are taught to just, one thing they'll say is to imagine and to some will even say, like, meditate on what you want to happen. And there's another term they use.
Visualize.
There it is. I remember the first time I was exposed to that thought process was as a Cincinnati Reds fan. I was one of those real fans, man. I'd watch the pregame and the postgame before ESPN run it. And they'd actually show them talking to the players and all that. And it would be men. Not a bunch of these pretty girls. I mean, you know, come on. Anyway, don't get me started on that. These you'd have guys who knew something about the game talking to these players. And I enjoyed that. This guy named Dave Collins, he was a real good player, utility player, they call him. And he had a really good game, and so he was player of the game. And they were interviewing him down on the field, and he says, you know, what are you doing to make your game better? You've improved. It just seems like every game you're getting better and better. I'm a baseball player, so I'm thinking, wow, I want to hear this. And he says, well, just to be honest with you, I've really gotten into visualization. And before I go to bat, I visualize what's going to happen. And before I get in, and I'm thinking, that's stupid. I'm thinking, how am I supposed to practice that? Sit in my bedroom and just go, you know. But later on, I found out that that's a big thing in sports. And but it's just like yoga; it's pagan. And all you're allowed to bring all the paganism you want into high school and college sports. Now, if you were to say we want to have prayer, your coach can get fired for that. But if your coach says, you know what you need to do is visualize, and we have a yoga class, and all that, they can do all that. But if they tell you to pray, huh? Yeah, they all very superstitious, especially in baseball. It seems to be worse than other sports. Very superstitious. Some of the guys have got to get dressed a certain way. They have a coin or something on in their pocket. They wear a certain thing around their neck or whatever. Yeah. Dave Concepcion would always get up and cross himself before he would do something with his feet a certain way every time. And they thought if they didn't do that, it wasn't going to, you know, they're going to have a bad game. Have you ever thought of the arrogance of taking even your next breath for granted? Now, you that say today and tomorrow we'll do such a thing. I visualize what I'm going to do. It's going to happen. I believe in myself. I'm reading a book, Cop Under Fire, Sheriff David Clark. How many of you know who that is? From Wisconsin. And he's talking about how, you know, you got these guys and you take them and you put them in the prison and then you teach them self-confidence. That's what...